Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to the special edition of Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. And we are coming to you live here from the Colorado Convention Center for the 44th annual Denver International Sportsman's Expo. The doors just opened. We will be here till 8 o'clock this evening. And then also Saturday, we will be here from 10 to 7. And then the last day is Sunday, 10 to 5. And hey, no Bronco game. Come on down. A lot going on, and a lot of our great sponsors and friends are here, which we'll be talking with them on today's show and tomorrow's Sportsman of Colorado show as well. But, hey, if you're looking for a great firearm, come see our friends at Phoenix Weaponry. You're looking for an exciting hog hunt, come see our friends from Lone Star Hunts. Alan Schaffner and his son Luke are right here across the aisle from us. And we've got all of our other sponsors here and many friends. There's probably, I'm going to guess, 500 exhibitors here. And so it is a great thing. And, you know, if you're not into hunting or fishing and just into the outdoors, camping, all that, this is still a great show for you and just a lot of fun. So I hope you'll come see us. Our booth is 827. And we're going to try to get as many guests as we can on today's show. So, again, thanks for being with us. We're going to kick it off with our real good friend, Brad Probst from Bear Mountain Outfitters. We've hunted Brad the last few years. So, Brad, it's another year, and we're here, sir.
Yeah, nice. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, man, you have got a beautiful spot there in Kremling. I mean, man, beautiful. And not only beautiful, but a lot of elk.
For sure. No shortage of elk on that ranch. That is, that's no joke.
Man, we had so much fun there. And, you know, the first year we hunted with you a couple of years ago, I brought a friend of mine, and, man, he hadn't been successful on a few other hunts in other states. And on the last day, a few hours left, he got one, and then he had a really good shot this year with archery. And, of course, we all know the complications archery can bring. But everybody just asks for a chance, and you provide that.
Yep, and he's hooked. He's coming back and bringing a couple buddies this year. I don't think we'll be able to get rid of him for a while.
Absolutely. So for those that aren't familiar, and then we'll talk about maybe a few openings you got for 2020, just kind of give us an overall view of Bear Mountain Outfitters.
Sure. So we're 16,000 acres of private property. The majority of it's surrounded by national forests, so that in itself, kind of the public land hunting on the outside of our ranch, as people on either side of the fence know, that a lot of times those animals are going to hunker down where there's less pressure down there on the ranch. So that's a good recipe for success for us. There's 7.5 miles of the Continental Divide cut straight through our ranch, making our property two different game units. It's 181 and 17. And as you know firsthand, when you come to the ranch and hunt with us, you're going to be an elk every day.
Right.
Whether you kill one or not, you're going to be seeing elk and near elk every day. And we try to keep our shots at a reasonable distance, at 40 yards or less for archery and 200 yards or less for rifle. So we're trying to be ethical and as productive as possible.
Right. Red Merrill's with us as well. And see, Red, when he said 40 yards, I was thinking that for you for rifle,
yeah,
the way you shoot.
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, I'm good out to 1,000 yards, man. If I can see him, I want to fire a shot.
Is that right? Okay.
No, but I'm telling you, this is a beautiful place. And several different setups, several different types of camps there. But, you know, well, if you've got information, I mean, if you'd like more information, come down and see Brad. Your booth number?
2904.
2904. And, again, it's Bear Mountain Outfitters. And, you know, I don't know if anybody has the repeat customers that you do. I mean, people that we've met there that are just coming back year after year after year. And so, you know, people need to get on your list to get in, but you do have a couple openings here for 2020.
Yeah, we do. We have about 80% come back every single year, so I've got just a couple of archery spots and just a few rifle spots. And like you say, you know, most of those people come back every year, so when I do have a hole, if it's something you want, you got to hop on it, because we do sell out every year, and I know we will again this year. So
right. And great food, great time, and again, you'll always be around great people there, Bear Mountain Outfitters. You can check out that exact website, bearmountainoutfitters.com. And I'm just telling you, if you're planning on something this year or even 21, I would call Brad or get by and see him here at the International Sportsman's Expo and get that figured out. And here, I mean, this is a what I would say a small family-run deal. So it's really intimate. It's not like going to some big corporate thing.
Sure.
I mean, everybody. You got great guides too. Talk about those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of something when I'm, you know, at my booth over there telling people is, these are the faces you're going to see when you get to camp. I'm not going to sell you something and then turn my back and hide. Like, you know, earlier this year we heard some of those horror stories of guys getting sent to a trailer and never, you know, never seeing the guy that sold them the hunt. So that's not the case. You're going to be with me. My wife is a cook. My kids help serve. It's a whole family deal. And the guys that I have been with me for a number of years. I pride myself on them. I want to surround myself with the best, and that's what I feel like I've done with our guides. I can't think of any scenario where I've had a client come back and say, you know, this guy didn't do what we paid you to do here. So
sure.
And there really isn't any unhappy customers. Even, you know, you didn't get a bull with us last year, but you were super happy and would come back.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah. I had one looking at me at 81 yards face-to-face, yep. Bugling. So, I mean, it was awesome. And like I say, I saw six bulls one day there. I mean, they
in
were
one
nice.
Day.
Yeah, well, in one day. Yeah. I mean, that were just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. So, and some of the stuff, we try to get as much video as we can, and I think it's worth noting, you know, we had that one hunt this year where that husband and wife, the husband shot an elk archery at 2 feet, and then his wife at 10 yards, all on video. You can watch the video. It's on our Facebook page at Bear Mountain Outfitters. I know it sounds like an exaggeration, but it's all on video.
No.
I mean, check it out.
If the arrow would have been 3 feet long, it wouldn't have come out of the bow. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. This bull walks right out, and it really had just enough room to clear the bow and kill the bull.
Well, the way I shoot, Scott, I that's the kind of shot I have to
that's
have.
That's what you need,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I need to be able to put the point right on them and then let it go.
Yeah.
It's something to see. Y'all got to watch this video, so get on our Facebook page at Bear Mountain Outfitters and check it out. It's because you're probably not believing me right now by telling the story. So.
Well, and up where y'all are hunting around Kremling and stuff, that is just beautiful country and full of elk.
Oh, man, I've been so blessed. I started working with this place 12 years ago and have been running it, and raising my family there and being able to play September, October, November with them elk up there is just a blessing. So
yeah. And again, just a beautiful, beautiful spot. Lots of elk, lots of game, great people. Highly recommend, endorse them. Again, always tell people, hunting's hunting. You know, I mean, this isn't some kind of canned hunt by any means, but I promise you, there are elk there, and you will see elk every day. I've never been there and not seen a plethora of elk. So they're there. We just need you to go there. So if you're interested, again, come see Brad. Mention you heard him here on the show, and I tell you, I know he's doing some show specials, but I promise you he'll do something special for you. And, again, that's Bear Mountain Outfitters at BearMountainOutfitters.com. So, Brad, we look forward to it, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. One other thing I'd throw out there is new this year we're going to do I don't know why I haven't been doing it in the past, but an archery antelope hunt. It's a cheaper hunt, so if you know you don't want to pay the top dollar that these elk hunts are, it's a more affordable hunt. It's a non-catered, non-guided thing. So if you want to get into one of these cheaper antelope archery hunts, I have a few of those available. So hit me up if antelope is on your list.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to do that.
All right,
man.
All right,
bud. We appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Brad,
nice
to see you, bud.
Brad Probst, Bear Mountain Outfitters. And come see him here. And, again, when you do, just let him know you heard him here on Sportsman of Colorado. And, you know, you got to check out places, folks. I'm just going to be honest with you. Anybody can get a booth here, Brad. You don't know the background of them. You don't know anything. So you know what? The people that we have on are people that we've actually hunted with, been with. We've hunted with their guides. We've ate their food. We've slept at their accommodations and all the things. So we give you our full endorsement when you hear us say that. So, again, Bear Mountain Outfitters, a great, great place. Well, met a new friend, and that's one thing great about the International Sportsman's Expo from our friends at Phoenix Weaponry. And it is Ralph Troy Hicks. I like a three-name person. Ralph Troy Hicks. And thanks for being with us, man.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Red, great to be
Ralph.
With you this morning.
And you are the author of Fundamentals of Long-Distance Shooting.
I am indeed.
All right.
Indeed.
So tell us a few tips about long-distance shooting and how you got into this.
Well, you know, I actually wrote the book a few years ago, and it came out of a disturbing conversation I had with a gentleman who thought he was a master hunter. and he was telling me about a shot he took at a mule deer at 300 yards, and long story short, he maimed the deer. Hmm. And it inspired me at that time, you know, if people are going to do what we call long-distance hunting, to have the fundamental knowledge of what it takes to really do that. And so that was the inspiration of the book. The book's done extremely well. You know, in terms of pointers, Scott, it's the fundamentals, you know. Knowing your own safe distance to shoot,
sure.
You know, in a way your ethical distance
right.
to shoot.
And you know, buddies across the aisle from us, effective range targets. I mean, we talk about your effective range. It's not
right.
how far a firearm will shoot, but what can you really make a shot at? And like you say, good shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, once you're comfortable with what you can do under hunting conditions, not at a range, you know, certainly not at an indoor range, you know, you want to be able to know the environment around you. I mean, you start with good positioning, a good foundation, where you know, if you can be in prone, obviously the best. That doesn't happen a lot.
Sure.
Then kneeling, and then standing, and just knowing, you know, having a tight, solid position.
Mm-hmm.
A steady hand is made by breathing. You know, I always take the shot on the exhale. I align the crosshairs to hit at that sweet spot on the exhale. I shoot with 6.5, 140 grain. Now in target competition, I can carry that out to 1,500 yards if I want. I actually took a few years ago out in the desert, the wind was blowing about 35 miles an hour. I took a Remington 700, 300 Win Mag out of the box. And
what I got.
And hit a mile with it. You know, so the firearms that are produced today can do a lot for you, but you have to respect that and know your own boundaries. You know, the next thing, I carry a ballistic calculator on my phone. You know, there's plenty of apps out there that will give you the data.
Right.
You need to fill in the weather conditions, the wind conditions, the altitude, temperature. There's a lot of variables in long-distance shooting. So
so do you have some classes or how to?
Yeah, I teach often. Okay. I'm out in San Diego. The greatest compliment I ever got on the book was from a Marine Scout sniper instructor. And I just happened to run into him in a little town called Escondido out by where I live. And he makes all his students read my book.
Wow.
And that's a great, great compliment.
So know? Is there a website people can go to?
I'm with Phoenix now. You
okay,
know,
you're with Phoenix.
Yeah. I merged with Phoenix last year. We collaborated on the beautiful Anvil
yep.
AR behind us. And we've been working ever since. Aaron's just a phenomenal person to work with, as you know.
Yep.
And to shoot with. And so you can contact me through Phoenix Weaponry. Here in Colorado, and we're going to be running some training courses probably in 2020 out here, and that's where you can pick up the book. You can pick up the book on Amazon as well.
Okay, and it's Fundamentals of Long Distance Shooting 2. So there was a first.
There was a first.
There was a first.
There was a trial effort
all
for
right,
sure.
Cool. Well, again, this covers everything, looks like, the history, techniques, and technology. Troy Hicks, once again, our guest, Fundamentals of Long Distance Shooting 2. And check them out, phoenixweaponry.com, and Aaron and Ralph are right next to us. And so come see us at our booth, 827, and they are right next door. And if you want some more tips, I'm sure he'll be able to give you some, but you can grab a copy of the book right here. So, man, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
All righty. Thank
appreciate
you so much.
Appreciate it, Red. Thank you.
Yes, you bet. Once again, if you're just joining us, we're coming to you live from the International Sportsman's Expo. And this is the 44th annual show, so I tell you, it's going to be great. We've got a lot of great seminars here in just about 15 minutes. Jeff Nimnick with coyote hunting and predator hunting. He's going to be taking the stage over at the Adventure Theater that we emcee. And just every hour then. Great, great seminars. And we're going to slip over to the angler side now and talk to our good friend Chad LaChance, a fishful thinker. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. It's my 15th International Sportsman's Expo. I'm pretty happy to be here.
All right. Now, Red, do you got a shirt like that, your jersey like that in your closet?
No, I don't. Now, I wish I did. I would actually make the shirt look good.
Yeah. I know a guy that can get you one. I got a whole bunch of these left over.
Chad is logoed out. Sportsman's warehouse.
You know why I look like a bass fisherman? I do that on purpose. And the reason is because they're the first ones to figure out how to make a real living in the fishing business. So I'm a multi-species angler, saltwater, freshwater, fly fishing, but I look like a bass guy because they made the money.
No kidding. So let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing here.
Well, speaking of multi-species, I'm doing a presentation at 1:30 on the demo tank over here. I got a 5,000-gallon tank full of fish to play with, and which is an ultimate visual aid as far as I'm concerned. And I'm doing what I consider the most versatile lure of all. It's a lure that I've caught 76 species on, from sharks all the way to bluegills. Wow. And it's a very, very, very applicable bait to Colorado. It's a bait I was on the test team for many, many years ago. And I don't know that I want to tell everybody what it is right this minute because they're going to think it's oversimplified. But today is the expert's day on the demo tank. And so we're going to go really in-depth of all the different ways we rig it, the different ways we work it. And why it's so versatile is just it's a universal. Big fish eat little fish, and this is the ultimate little fish bait. And so, like I said, everything from bluegills to sharks and everywhere in between, it's going to be a good presentation.
Right. Chad LaChance is with us. You can follow him on Facebook, Fishful Thinker, does a lot of TV things as well. And, here's what I love about this industry, and whether it's the hunting or fishing side, when you have people like yourself that are willing to share things to help other people to enjoy their outdoor experience better, I mean, that's what just makes everything cool, when you just want to help people, and no matter what their level of experience, and you guys break it down easy where even us that don't fish very much, can really understand it.
Well, that's the whole goal. We started this whole thing because I believe in conservation. And conservation happens when people see value in the resource, and they see value when they interact with the resource. You can't step back and look at it and see value. You will become indifferent. But when you participate in the resource, it's a different thing, whether it be hunting or fishing. And so the more people I can get to fish or be successful when they're fishing, the more in the long run they'll see value in the resource and will ultimately protect it. And that's really what it comes down to for me. And so I don't care if you're an entry-level guy with a cane pole and a worm, or you've got an $80,000 bass boat full of equipment, I would do anything I can to help you catch more of them or enjoy it. And we reward those that that take others into the outdoors as well.
Sure.
And we hunt as much as we fish, just for the record.
I was going to bring that up.
Scott, I believe that's as good an explanation of true conservation that I've ever heard.
Right.
If people recognize the worth of the resource, then they're going to want to perpetuate that, and that's excellent.
Yeah. And that's why hunters and anglers were the original conservationists.
That's exactly right.
Sure. So it's very, very important to me, and none of us are getting rich in the outdoor industry. Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah, it's a labor of love. I mean, we have some great benefits and great perks.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is definitely a labor of love.
Right. So when you look back, when even 15 years ago to where you mentioned you've been doing this show, you look at equipment and all the things and how it's changed. What's been kind of the biggest changes over the last few years in your industry?
Without question, in my mind, it's electronics and the availability of information. So, fishing rods have gotten better, line has gotten better, guns have gotten better, blah, blah, blah. But really what you see out there is the availability of information, both good and bad information. And the electronics, in terms of whether it be the GPS in the field or the land ownership maps or the sonar GPS in the boat. I mean, these guys are looking for drones in eastern Colorado. I got radar on my boat that'll find them for them. It's not that hard. I don't know what the problem is. But the reality is the sonar and GPS and things that are in the boat these days make it a lot easier. There's really not the secret spots anymore. And that's kind of a double-edged sword, because that means you got to be a better angler sometimes to make those spots pay. But I think the electronic side of it, whether it be hunting or fishing, is the big deal. I mean, the last gentleman was talking about a ballistics calculator on his phone.
Right.
I have the same thing. Laser range finders. It's all the electronics around it. But with sonar, GPS, any of that. That's my opinion. What I think is being lost in which you didn't ask, but I'm going to go with is I think some steely-eyed woodsmanship is becoming a little bit of a thing of the past. A guy goes, drops $1,000 at Sportsman's, buys a sweet bow and thinks he can shoot 80 yards a game, but doesn't have any tracking skills or doesn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so the woodsmanship side of it, I think, is something we really need to make people realize that you can have all the equipment you want, all the sonar and the fancy app. They'll show you where to go and where your bullet's going to hit, but you still got to be, at the end of the day, the guy that's making the decisions.
Sure, sure. And last year we had you over at the Adventure Theater, and, man, you were talking about your hunting, which shocked a lot of people.
It did,
Chad
yeah.
hunts, but, man, you took a beautiful bear.
Yes, sir. Speaking of woodsmanship, man, spent some time on Kodiak Island, and you, if you don't get real nostalgic about wanting to go back in time, I was very, very lucky to win a trip on Kodiak Island, truly the trip of a lifetime, you know, gigantic monstrous bears that are harvested for strictly for research, and the biologists up there that are working with the program believe that the secret to longevity is in those bears, because they spend 7 months, they've been isolated for 12,000 years on that island, and they spend 7 months out of the year sleeping, and they come out bigger and stronger than they went in there. Mm-hmm. They don't urinate, they don't defecate, they process 400 pounds of body fat and come out stronger than they went in there, and it's pretty amazing that they're studying those bears. But somebody's got to harvest them. They raise money for the studies by the harvest, and I got to go do that, and you ought to see the rug.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, your time is offhand, 1:30?
1:30 on the demo tank over here, yep. And I will also throw out that Fishbowl Thinker guy Dan Swanson's on the Experts Corner at 2 and 5 talking about sonar and GPS. He's one of the leading experts in the whole country. So if you've got questions about your sonar, GPS, and your boat, he's got a working unit over here. He can literally demo it for you. It's set up in demo mode. He can show you what's going on. So I'll be on the demo tank at 1:30, and he'll be on at 2 and 5.
Cool. All right, bud. Always good to see you.
Thank you very
much.
Wealth
of information. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We're coming to you live from the International Sportsman's Expo. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Explore your life outdoors January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts or wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and event information. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 9th through 12th at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Red Merrill. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we're coming to you live from the Sportsman's Expo down at the Convention Center. And we invite you to come down and see us. We're in booth 827, and we've got some great guests with us here at the Sportsman's Expo. They're actually right across the aisle from us, from our booth. And first, we've got Alan Schaffner from Henrietta, Texas, and he's got Lone Star Hunts, where Scott and I have gone every year for several years. And he has hog hunts and some other hunts also he'll tell us about in a minute. And so, Alan, it's good to have you here, and you're having a good show, and then tell us about your hunts.
Well, it's glad to be here, Red, and good to see you again after, about a month. You were down there. You and Scott were down hunting. You and your son and your grandson were down hunting hogs just first part of December, middle of December, something like that.
Yeah, and we had a great time. We always have a great time when we go to Lone Star Hunts with Alan, because you always see hogs. And, of course, if you're a great shot like myself, then you're going to kill hogs.
Now, we can talk about Scott's hunting. He's not around here right now, can we?
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, we have a good clientele who comes and visits us every year, and a lot of people come from Colorado,
yes,
because that's where we focus our advertising. We come to the Sportsman, and that's the only show we come to to throughout the year. And everybody, we connect people from this show all over the country, from Alaska. We've had hunters from Alaska come down. I got a group coming from Kentucky here later on the next fall, and we just get people from all over the country.
Yeah. And, you know, coming from Colorado, folks, it's about an eight-hour drive from here down to Lone Star Hunts. And, of course, you're going to the Holy Land. You're going to Texas down there. And you got to be careful when you go to Texas, because you come back with a halo, you know. But tell us about the hunts that you offer there.
Well, first of all, you said it's about an eight-plus-hour drive. You just get on 287 and come see us.
Yep.
That's it. You go through Amarillo. We're just east of Wichita Falls, about 30 minutes. And it's an easy drive from Denver, but you can get on 287 either go through Raton coming down, or go through Lamar and come on down. But it's an easy drive. Yeah. But, you know, Lone Star Hunts, we've been coming to the Expo about 10 years now, and it's been good for us. And we offer a kind of a two-package hunt, and it's more the accommodations that's different. Yeah. We've got a cabin package, and we've got a ranch house package. The cabin package is $750 per person. You can kill the same number of hogs with each package, but the ranch house is $950. And the difference is just the accommodations. In the ranch house, I serve you the food the 2 days you're hunting, and in the cabin, you furnish your own food.
Yeah. And let me tell you, folks, Alan is a fantastic cook. And we go down there. We do the ranch house package because we love the food and stuff. But the hunts are identical. Tell us a little bit about the hunts and what you offer in that.
Well, I mean, we kind of got the best of both worlds. You know, some of the other outfitters that do hog hunts like you to stay in the blind. And then other people let you get out and spot and stalk. We do both. First morning, I recommend you get in the blind and sit there about 2 or 3 hours, see what comes to the feeder. You kind of get a feel of the, adjusted to the area and see kind of what, you know, how the size the hogs are. And then after that, about 9 o'clock, we get out, and it's a spot and stalk after that.
And, you know, folks, tell us about the package, four hogs and the weight and that kind of stuff.
We classify our hogs in two different ways, and it's by weight. Anything under 150 pounds is a meat hog. Anything over 150 pounds is called a trophy. And even, you know, that's just how we do it. And so you're entitled to four hogs that weigh 150 pounds or less, or you can kill one trophy pig and then two pigs under 150 pounds of meat hog. Mm-hmm. Or you can kill two trophies.
Two trophy hogs.
And you're going to see pigs. You know, I suggest you bring you a couple coolers equaling about 120 quarts or a little bit over that, and you're going to take meat home with you.
You bet. And we have every time killed hogs. Of course, like I said, we're fantastic shots. Some of you people might not be as good at shots as us. Of course, you know, I'm talking Texas here. But, you know, 2 years ago, just Scott and I came, and we hunted a Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, and Friday morning, and we paid for a few extra hogs, but Scott and I together killed 34 hogs. Now, folks... Now, folks, there are millions of hogs in Texas, but you can go to some of these big ranches that offer hog hunts, you know, 100,000 acres, and you shoot all the hogs you want for $1,000, you know, and you might see one or two hogs. You're guaranteed to see hogs. He's got tons of hogs in the area where he hunts, and we see hogs every time, and you've got this yell in your throat the entire time going, yee-haw, you know, like that, because you're seeing so many hogs, and it's only dependent on how good you can shoot. And so you want to contact Alan and go on these hunts, because I guarantee you're going to see hogs, and you're going to have the time of your life, and the accommodations and the food are five stars.
Well, I mean, it's just plain food. I don't get really fancy and decorate the plates all up like I had last night where at the restaurant we were. It's just plain food. We, you know, and we cook it right there, and it's a good time. One thing I want to mention is the Sportsman's Colorado Sportsman's special.
Yes.
If you call me and tell me that you heard this on the radio or you're one of Scott's followers, we will add an additional hog under 100 pounds at no charge. That's the bonus.
Yes.
Sportsman bonus.
We have taken advantage of that on many occasions. Now, you do some other hunting also. Tell us a little about that.
We do dove hunting is our next popular thing. You know, we open up first September and hunt September, October for dove and have a good crowd. Opening day is always our biggest day. Then we have season passes we offer for dove hunting also.
Yeah. And folks, I can't stress enough the fact that you are going to see lots of hogs when you go down to Lone Star Hunt. And it's just dependent on how good you can shoot, because I've had them at 4 yards and I've taken a couple of shots out to a couple of hundred yards. And, of course, I always hit them right in the eyeball, you know.
And Red's teaching his grandson how to hunt. He's been bringing his grandson. They're down in Texas, down there at Weatherford, and they come up and meet Red.
Yep.
And I know that's a fun time. And that's one thing I want to mention about that is this is a family thing. When you come and visit us, you're not mixed in with a bunch of other hunters. You're the only people that are there. And so, you know, you can enjoy, relax, and don't have to worry about other people.
And they do run a safe hunt. They're very strict on, you know, gun safety. And like my grandson is 11 years old, and just had his birthday, and he doesn't get to carry a gun. And one year he did bring his BB gun, but I wouldn't allow him to have BBs in it because, you know, kids that young, sometimes they haven't learned safety and stuff. And so his hunts are very safe, and you're just going to have a fantastic time. You can bring your family, and the accommodations are first rate. After you get through the hunt in the evening, you know, depending on time of year, you can watch a football game on TV. But it's just a fantastic place, great country, and you're going to see lots of hogs.
We're here in booth 830.
Yep.
We've moved. We were over in the 2700 aisle for the last 7, 8, 9 years, and this year we moved down here. Kind of got a little community of people here with Scott and Red's followers, and sure have enjoyed being down here in this area this year.
Well, we like having you across because he's got his TV going with some videos. And now I haven't seen myself. I haven't seen myself on that video yet, you know, and I'm the most handsome guy you ever had.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what you keep saying.
And so, you know, I think you ought to have my picture on that video over there because we have killed a bunch of hogs, and folks, you're going to have a great time. So come see Alan, and his son Luke is here also. And some of the best hunting that we've gotten to do after we hunt the blinds, then they've got a
UTV.
UTV. And you ride around, and you just ride around the woods and the creek bed and stuff until you spot some hogs, and then one bails out on each side and just goes to banging.
We kind of, you know, that's kind of like the Africa hunt. It's safari style.
Yes, it is.
But that's we get to wear you out walking.
And we have seen some monster hogs as well as the great meat hogs that he offers. So.
The biggest hog that we've ever killed was a 410-pound hog.
Yeah.
That was a monster.
Yeah.
I was afraid. that somebody was going, it was going to attack somebody. I mean, these things can charge you. I mean, you've got to be careful.
Yeah, and that is true, especially my grandson who's little. You know, I keep him close to me or to his daddy, my son, and stuff. But folks, we don't let that scare you off. We've never had an incident like that, and you know, we have killed a lot of hogs and had a great time.
And it's safe. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's fun.
I know.
It's a fun time. You just have an enjoyable time with your family, and we invite you to come down to the expo and see us.
All right. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. And folks, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. I want to thank Red for filling in there for a few minutes. We had to slip over to the Adventure Theater and do some introductions there. But once again, we're coming to you live from the 44th show here for the International Sportsman's Expo. And hey, it's kind of a double great show here. Slip down here to the RV show as well, right next door. And again, it's at the Colorado Convention Center. And with that, we will join our friends from Cousins RV. You've been hearing about them now for several months. And it is great to have Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with us. Gentlemen,
thanks
good
for
to see
me.
You.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's great to be
for
here.
Having us.
All right, so Drew, you say it's pretty good day over there yesterday.
Yeah, we were busier than last year, and just a lot of people excited to get out and check out the new stuff, new campers that are available. So
right.
It's been great so far.
Good deal. And Jim, you guys officially took over with Cousins RV. What?
It's been exactly 1 year.
Yeah. 1 year. Yeah. All right.
Well, a year ago.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Drew and I have worked together now for over 20 years, so we have our own dealership. We have three locations: one up in Loveland, one right in Wheat Ridge, and then new store down in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, and I've been to that one. That was, man, nice place.
Beautiful place.
Sure.
Yeah.
So a lot of competition in this, let's face it. So what do you guys think are a few things that set you apart at Cousins RV, Jim?
Well, a lot of places say that they're locally owned and operated, which is true. You know, we are obviously live right here in town. But I think with our company, you know, we're on site. We're on site every day. If, mm-hmm. if customers have issues, employees have issues, you know, we're there on staff to make sure that these issues are taken care of. Most dealers, and there's a lot of big companies that are buying up RV dealerships, that they can't say that. You know, if our customers or anything comes up, any rises on the road, people are at campgrounds, Drew and I are on site daily to make sure that these things are taken care of. We got great product, got fantastic lines, and great manufacturers support us and support our customers to buy them.
Right. And, you know, as far as the outdoors, from this side over here at the International Sportsman's Expo, you guys got some great rigs, Drew, for, you know, hunters, fishermen out there, or people just want to camp, but they love the outdoors, but not looking for the big drivable kind of rig.
Certainly, you know, we focus on towable RVs, and certainly in recent years there's been a lot of improvements in rigs that can be used boondocking and off the grid. We have several options with solar now, where you can literally run an entire trailer off of solar power and new battery technology, and so it's pretty exciting for sportsmen to be able to get out there off the beaten path, and certainly not your typical KOA campground type camping. You can really have all the luxuries of home no matter where you are, so it's pretty exciting.
And man, I'm telling you, when you look at where they are now today, I mean, man, they are beautiful, Jim.
Yeah, we sell a lot, you know, like to Drew's point, you know, a lot of these smaller trailers have off-road kits, so they're higher off the ground than most. We have a lot of small, lightweight toy haulers that you can put anything from a small four-wheeler in to even razors. You know,
right.
A lot of people that go hunt and fish and like to get off the grid, like Drew was mentioning, and we have a lot of lightweight trailers that can hold all the equipment for the outdoor enthusiast to get out there and get off-road.
Mm-hmm. Jim Humble's our guest, also Drew Bryant, Cousins RV. Check out one of their three locations, once again in Wheat Ridge, Colorado Springs, or Loveland. And when you do, hey, ask and see if they may be around. They will hit all the locations, so you may catch a day there. They won't be at that location, but if they are, we'd love for you to let them know you heard about them here on Sportsman of Colorado, and we'd appreciate that. Now, as far as service, that's one thing, you know, that you guys really pride yourself on. And I assume any of the shops, you provide service. So if they buy it in Colorado Springs, but they're up in Loveland and need something, you'll help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have 24 service bays between our three locations.
Wow.
We also offer mobile service as well, which is something unique to our company that most in the state do not offer. You know, we have parts and service departments available at all three locations as well. So
paint and body, we have a full paint booth that we can handle any type of collision repair.
And that's not easy. You can't just go to
no. For an RV, if you have a 40-foot rig, and to find a paint booth that can handle that type of stuff, we have that at our Wheat Ridge location. So we do a lot of insurance work and that type of stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you some of your ones where people can go in and pick out different packages for the interior. So is that something your sales staff just sits down with them and lets them? I mean, what all can you pick out nowadays in an RV?
Yes. Well, they often will have several different interiors. One brand could have as many as 40 different floor plans, and so there's a huge selection. You can really customize what you're looking for more than you ever have been able to before in this industry, so it's really exciting.
Sure.
A lot of the new interiors are really modern, and they're following a lot of the trends for home interiors, and so they certainly look just as good or better than a lot of people's homes. It's pretty impressive.
Right. Now, does this work kind of like a vehicle where sometimes you get an extended warranty and all that kind of stuff? I mean, what, I don't know what normal RV warranties are, Jim.
Yeah, so. No, typically your warranties, you know, when you look at an RV, it's a home going down the wheel, down the road.
Right.
So all your appliances, they all have their manufacturer warranty.
Sure.
So if it's a Samsung microwave, they're going to carry their own. Generally, most of the RV manufacturer warranties are between 1 to 3 years. There's extended service contracts. You can bring that out further, but most of your warranties are in that 1 to 3 year period. And like Drew's point to the different floor plans, you know, they have a great array of bunk bed. You know, so many families nowadays are bringing their kids, and there's just so many great options when it comes to travel trailers and fifth wheels.
And I'll tell you, what a great experience for family. Instead of just, you know, flying somewhere and staying in some fancy hotel. I mean, how much
more? Well, to your point, you know, I think that, you know, families nowadays are looking for an outlet to, you know, what else can we do to get the kids away from the electronic devices?
Sure.
Because it's a problem, you know, in today's elementary school, kids are on cell phones. And I think that RVing and going out camping and getting the kids away from that stuff, families are really enjoying that. It's much more affordable today than it ever has been. You know, everybody in the state of Colorado has an SUV. Trucks, F-150s are family vehicles nowadays. Trucks aren't what they used to be, and they can pull all these types of trailers and fifth wheels. So if you already have the vehicle, you have that knocked out, to go invest in a travel trailer under $20,000, there's great financing terms. You can get payments in the mid-100s. It sure is less cost than a family of four to go Disney World for a week. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, just a great alternative to that.
All right, and you guys will be over there through Saturday at the RV show here at the Convention Center, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Yep.
Well, man, we appreciate you guys' partnership, and we're going to do a lot more things here with you. And just congratulations on the year. And,
Thank you.
You guys have just done a tremendous job, got a great reputation. So let me just tell you, folks, if you're looking for a great rig and you don't know where to go, who to trust, we highly recommend Cousins RV. And I've known Jim for a number of years, and I promise you they will treat you right, be honest with you, give you a good value, provide the service after the sale as well. And just great, great folks out there at Cousins RV. So thank you guys very much.
Scott, thank you.
All right,
thanks,
bud.
Scott.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We're going to get Aaron Casey over real quick from Phoenix Weaponry and talk a little bit about some ARs. So, Aaron, come on over, and we'll talk about some fun stuff now.
Cool.
Some
What's happening?
How are you? How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Driving home. Got home about 10 o'clock. I kind of like, what?
I know. Yeah, and then when the alarm goes off, you're like, oh, back again.
Back again, yep.
Phoenix Weaponry. You can check them out, phoenixweaponry.com. But you know what? Don't do that. Come here to the International Sportsman's Expo. Get a chance to meet Aaron. And, of course, if you have listened to the whole show, we had Ralph Hicks on about the fundamentals of long-distance shooting as well. He is in Aaron's booth and will be here throughout the day as well.
He's signing books for us. So.
Yeah, he'll sign your book for you as well. So, man, I would say this year has probably been a really, this last year, 2009, was really a breakout year for you.
Yes.
In a lot of different gun inventions. So talk a minute about that.
Well, the expansion out to 10,000 square foot at the up the Berthoud location, and then adding another 6 machining centers and everything else. And I got 21 people in there now, so we're able to kind of keep one machine running on just Phoenix Weaponry Parts now. And one of my guys that was stuck doing a lot of our machine shop work was able to just pull him off and just like knock out the buttstock, knock out the integrally suppressed guns. So yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to moving us more towards the integral suppressed weapon systems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the new focus of the company. AR market's pretty saturated. I'd like to move us more towards more exotic territory.
Yep.
So
when I worked for Jake Jabs, he said, find a need, fill that need, and you'll be successful.
I'm hoping to create the need.
Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, if you'll come by and look at some of these weapons Aaron has there in his booth, just extremely cool. Again, does all the suppressors, all the things there, and they handle that right up there at their shop, where truly it's a one-stop shop for you. You can go there and get it all, and Red's back with us, and Red, you've got several from him as well, and
Oh, he's eyeballing a 308 already. He's ready.
Yeah, I was already talking to him about making my 308 AR. You know, Scott and I go hog hunting, and he's got one.
I'm a bummed out you guys didn't invite me last time.
I know.
It was a quick planned trip. It did.
And that thing, it is so nice, the one he's got, and he can just shoot them hogs all day long with that thing. And I decided, man, I've got to get me one.
We'll make that happen for you.
And, folks, I've got two of those, two 223s. One is a pistol AR, and the other, I told him I wanted to be able to drive a nail at 500 yards, and he said, well, that'll cost you a little extra for the barrel that you have to have for that. Yep. And so he's made me two guns, and they are beautiful, and they shoot so good. It's
How's
just
the nails?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they all driven?
Well, you know, you got to have the eyesight and the steadiness and stuff, and I've you know,
maybe a railroad spike instead of a nail. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still good looking, but I am 70 years old now, and I don't have the steadiness that I used to have. That's why I wanted one that shoot better.
We'll get you a bigger scope.
Exactly.
That might help. That might help. But, folks, if you get you a gun from Aaron, it's Sportsman's, Phoenix Weaponry, it'll be the best gun on the market, and you'll have a lot of fun with it. It'll last you for a lifetime.
Yeah. Absolutely. Scott uses his. It actually took four cans of brake clean to get his cleaned up. took one of my guys 2 hours to clean his gun before this show.
I said, oh, they come apart?
Yeah. Oh, you're supposed to clean them?
Yeah. We had to beat his suppressor apart with a hammer.
Well, come down and see Aaron again. Their booth is right next to us here. Our booth is 827 here at the International Sportsman's Expo. Again, a day filled with great seminars all the way around. We've got our adventure theater that we're emceeing. But as Chad LeChan said earlier, they've got the demo tank. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry's emceeing the angler side over there on the other side of the hall. But I hope you'll come see us. Great family event for everyone. And we will be here till 8 o'clock. And, you know, talking about precision with Aaron, we're going to bring on Dave Howard with Effective Range Targets. Dave's across the aisle from us. And, Aaron, you got to have a target and know how to hit it.
This is the one.
With precision. This is a great target. So, Dave, how are you, sir?
Hey, good. Thanks to be on with you, Scott.
No problem. Good to have you again. So tell us a little bit about the concept. When we say target, most people think of a few rings and a bullseye, and you've got a little different concept.
Ours is a paper target, like most people have expect when they shoot a target to go shooting. But ours is based upon the vital size of an animal. So the heart and lungs, that vital area that if you shoot it, you would expect a very clean, humane kill. And we've got targets that are for every big game animal that we see in the western United States, in fact, most of the world. Mm-hmm. And the key is for people, when they buy a gun from Aaron and they want to go hunting, to know how far they can ethically shoot. And our target simply sets at 100 yards, shoot at it five times from a hunting position, and the grouping of your shots tells you how far you can shoot for that animal from that position.
Right. And what would you say is your ideal grouping that you think? Aaron, let's take it from your side. What do you like to see in a group?
Well, it's a little bit different for us. So I think my last one I took in an eyeball. So.
Wow. Okay.
But, no, it's the vital area is very important. You know, you just don't want to have the animal wander off on you. So.
Sure.
But, yeah.
We see the size of the grouping kind of varies from the seasoned hunter to the novice hunter to the equipment. The gear you use really has an important impact on how good a grouping you have. Mm-hmm. I hunt with a Remington Model 700 30-06, and it's old enough they weren't concerned about 1 MOAs when that gun was made. So it doesn't have the capacity to shoot the tighter groups that Aaron's guns do.
Right.
But I can shoot it, and I know that I have different capabilities, okay?
Yep.
I was hunting this year. I saw a Boone and Crockett buck at 412 yards, and my hunting partner that's hunted together with me for 30 years says, that's within your distance, okay? Because he knows how far I can shoot. Well, the good news is I stalked within 200 yards of it and shot it while I was laying in its bed, and we had the experience of a lifetime. So even though you can shoot long distances, sometimes the better thing is to stalk closer, have a better up-close experience.
Sure.
But we see novice, our target for new shooters, whether you're 14 or 40, if you can't keep the shots in our 100-yard vital, you're not ready to go hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experienced a lot of grown men, grown women that don't know how far they can really shoot.
Ego.
And from a grouping, from a precision shooter like Aaron, he wouldn't accept the grouping, but they do.
Sure.
So ours is a teaching tool that we think transcends the new hunter, the novice hunter, to the most seasoned sportsman.
Yep. Keep it ethical.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our deal.
And, you know, you mentioned women shooters. For the most part, women shoot very well, don't
yes, they
do. Aaron?
Yep, yep.
And I think because they listen if there is instruction, but they just listen.
As long as it's not their husband.
Yeah. You're 100% right. But women do, man.
Yes.
They do.
They don't try to.
They catch more fish usually if you're fishing with them, and they shoot better.
There's nothing like patience and not trying to help the bullet fly out of the gun. You know, they'll just let the whole thing, you know, happen the way it's supposed to.
We've worked with four women's groups this past year, and the women come to us and say our targets are so empowering because our targets, you shoot them, and they just kind of tell you without any emotion how good you really are. And women like to be independent. They don't want their husband to tell them when they're ready to hunt. They don't want the range instructor. They want to determine on their own when they can go hunt ethically.
Right.
And that's really a great thing for them because they want to be ethical before they go out because they do not want the animal to suffer.
Yes.
And they've appreciated our targets great, and we think they're a great product for everybody.
Sure. And again, you cover elk, mule deer, coyote, hogs,
whitetail. So we have 8 targets to cover 22 species. So if you're going to book a hunt here to go hunt red stag in New Zealand, you'd use our elk target.
Right.
You go caribou hunting in Alaska, you'd use the elk target. You go with your friends Bear Mountain Outfitters outside of Kremlin for elk, you'd use the elk target.
Sure.
So we've kind of got everything covered. We just introduced the coyote target in January of this year.
Okay.
We have our moose target that we had vetted by outfitters and hunters this fall. We'll introduce that in the first quarter of this year.
Okay. Now, let's say your elk pack. How many targets are in a pack?
Five in a pack.
Okay.
And we have a show special now. Any pack, $10 here at the show.
Jeez.
And
work.
Our targets normally go from $10 to $20 online. Or we're in 4 or 5 small gun shops around the Colorado area.
Okay, great. Well, come see us here. I promise you it'll be a lot more fun. Once again, we're at the Colorado Convention Center. Real quick, we'll recap the times for you. We'll be here 8 o'clock tonight, Saturday. The doors open at 10 a.m. and we'll close at 7. And then Sunday, the last day, 10 to 5, $16 for adult ticket, youth 15 and under free. You can also catch some shuttles over at Elitch Gardens for $10, and they'll bring you over. And for all the seminars, dates, and times, you can go to sportsexpos.com for more information. But I hope you'll come see us. Again, Aaron and Dave, they're right by us. Alan Schaffner from Lone Star Hunts is here. Quentin Smith, QRS Outdoors. So we've got all of our friends right here, and we can get you hooked up on a good fishing trip with Yes Bay or whatever you need. We'll get you hooked up. So, guys, Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Dave,
thank you.
Thank you
very much.
I want to thank Steve here for handling us here on site. Charlie back in the studio. And we want to thank you for joining us for this special edition of Sportsman of Colorado. Join us tomorrow, another live show from the Convention Center here and the 44th Annual International Sportsman's Expo. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.